Hi, welcome to the Curvy Culture Podcast. I'm Andrea Westbrook, and my mission is to create a world where everyone feels that they can thrive, regardless of their body size. I acknowledge the Yuggera and Turrbal nations as the traditional custodians of the land on which I live, work, and learn, and their continuing connection to the land, water, and community. I pay respect to them and their elders, past, present, and emerging. All content related to this program is for general informational purposes only and may contain stories and discussions about diet culture, weight loss, disordered eating, weight stigma, fat phobia, and anti-fat bias that may be disturbing to some listeners. If you are concerned about yourself or someone you know, please seek professional and individual help and support. Hello, my friend. And welcome to this episode of the Curvy Culture Podcast. Today, I am blessing your ears with a solo episode, as there are some topics that I really want to share with you. And while I love the interviews because we get to speak to such amazing people, I really wanted to get deep and personal with you and share some of my insights. And today's topic is one that is very close to my heart, and that is my journey to embracing the other F word, yes, the word fat. Now, I don't know about you, but for most of my life, I had a hate-hate relationship with the word fat because it had been used to hurt me by almost everyone I knew and even people that I didn't know. And even reflecting back on those situations now, even though those wounds have kind of been papered over, I wouldn't say that they've been healed. I do feel a bit apprehensive to revisit them. And I can feel the physical knot of shame that those memories are stirring up in me physically now. But I'm going to share the story with you anyway, because my mission is bigger than that. And I can deal with the emotions that this is going to bring up. But I know for most fat women, well, actually all women, regardless of their size, being called fat is absolutely the worst thing that you can be called. For me, I can remember it began when I was quite young, when I first started gaining weight and changing from, you know, a young child's body. And it, you know, I remember my mum being quite angry with me for being fat and not fitting into my clothes, because it meant that she had to buy more. And from there, I experienced, and that's probably my first memory about it. But from there, I have experienced a myriad of situations where that word has been used to try and hurt me and to keep me small. From being called a fat bitch or a fat slut by strangers driving past in a car, by, you know, comments like, nobody's going to want to marry you, you're too fat, to, you know, and I've spoken about this one before, you know, being asked if I'd considered going on to The Biggest Loser. And I know as an adult, probably the being called fat directly lessened, because people start to become a bit politically correct and try to soften their language because they don't want to hurt you. The phrases and the terminology and the things that they say were calling me fat, but they just weren't saying it in that word. And my emotional reaction would be very sudden, especially when I was a kid. It varied from anger to storming out of a room to big tantrums to crying and being really upset and trying to get my parents to stick up for me or to tell the other person they were wrong. But then as you get older and start to regulate your emotions, I began to act like it didn't bother me, but inside I would be seething or I would be hurting. I would often feel my face and my neck go red with shame. I would feel a knot in my solar plexus, which I now know is the center of our self-worth and our ego. But kind of the overriding feeling that I recall and experience when I'm called fat is just this massive need to get out of the situation, to not be seen, to keep myself small. And for me, as part of this journey working in the size inclusion space, I realized pretty quickly that I was going to have to get comfortable with certain words that describe my weight and my body size and other people's body size. And that's why I thought about reclaiming the power, my power, and using the word fat. And I remember pretty early in this journey, I joined an online networking call. A friend had recommended it to me and I wasn't really sure. So I paid the money and I went along and I introduced myself. And in my spiel, I think I described myself as a fat woman who works with other fat people. And I could see some of the other people on the Zoom call. Even the host had a physical reaction and were quite shocked at my use of the word fat. And I got a kick out of it, to be honest, because it reiterated to me that I was doing the right thing and that this is a word that us as fat women, we definitely need to take back the power of. So today I'm going to share with you, I want to share with you the knowledge that I gained in my journey to reclaiming the word fat. I want to sort of give you an overview of what I'm going to share with you today. So what I'm going to share is a brief history on the word fat. Why is the word fat so damn emotional? Why I'm reclaiming it? Three things that you can do to claim it too, which I hope you'll find really helpful. So throughout history, the word fat has actually had many positive meanings. In the 1300s, fat was used to describe land that was fertile and abundant. And in the 1600s, a fat person was considered wealthy and affluent. Being fat was a sign of wealth in those times, particularly because the general population experienced food shortages and famine. So it meant that wealthy people were the ones who had the means to obtain food. But as technological advances stabilized food production and made it cheaper and more widely available, lifestyles began to change and lifestyles became more sedentary. And by the 1940s and 50s, thinness had become the new ideal for health and beauty, and fat became a symbol for laziness and unattractiveness. Cue diet culture, fat shaming, and the stigmatization of weight. Why is the word fat so emotional? Words have power. The words we use create emotion and they tell others how we're feeling or what we think. The words we use to describe ourselves and other people have a massive impact because they not only shape how we see ourselves in the world, but they also shape how we see other people in the world too and how they see themselves. So in our society, fat is a word loaded with negativity. We use it without a second thought to describe someone's appearance, to hurt and ridicule, and also to describe our own bodies. I feel fat, my fat stomach. It's used to cause hurt, pain, shame, and humiliation. It's used to tell fat people that they don't belong, that we aren't worthy of everything that straight-sized people are. And diet culture, anti-fat bias, weight stigma, they've all taught us to fear being fat. For most thin people, being fat is the worst thing that they can think of. And as I mentioned before, fat was a word that could really stop me in my tracks. It could knock me to the floor. And I love this quote from author Roxane Gay on calling someone else fat. It says, when you interpret fat as an insult, you reveal yourself and what you fear the most. So why am I reclaiming the word fat? Well, there's a couple of reasons. And I spoke to you just before about why I wanted to reclaim it, because I wanted it to stop being a word that hurt me. But the Australian Oxford Dictionary provides a couple of definitions of the word fat, and I'm going to share a couple of them with you now. The first one is, fat is a natural oily substance. It's insoluble in water, found in animal bodies, which we technically humans are, and certain seeds. It is also, the second definition is, an excessive presence of fat in an animal or person. And for me, the second definition is the most relevant here, because what it's really saying is fat is a descriptor. It's the same as if we call someone slim, muscular, tall, or short. So my decision to reclaim the word fat is around it being used as a descriptor. I use it with without negativity, insult, or judgment, just as a way to describe bodies that have an excessive presence of fat, just as I might say that that person is really tall. And as I'm shifting my relationship with the word fat, and it always is shifting and it's little micro steps, but what I want you to know is that I know that describing myself as fat says nothing about who I am as a person. It doesn't describe what's in my heart, doesn't describe my sense of humor. It definitely doesn't describe my health and my happiness. And as I continue to say it and use it more and more, I am removing the power that the word fat has to insult me. I promised you three things that you can do to reclaim the word fat too. So what are three things that you can do to reclaim the word fat too? The first step I recommend you take is to reflect on your relationship with the word fat. What has it meant to you throughout your life? Where has it been used to hurt you? And what would it mean for you to take that the power of that word back? And when you're ready, perhaps you could try it on for size and start using it in safe situations. So perhaps if you've got other curvy or plus size or fat friends, you could share with them that you have listened to this podcast maybe, or that you are trying to reclaim the word fat to remove the power that it has, and just start doing that in, yes, as I said, situations where you feel safe to do that, and so that you can get comfortable with it. And the third tip that I have is to please, please, please be kind to yourself. This changes like this are a practice, not perfect. And I know from my own experience that getting comfortable with the word fat and getting comfortable to seeing other people's reactions to it, it does take time. And I have learned to have a little blurb, so to speak, to explain that I am taking back control of the word fat if people seem taken aback or look at me funny, or sometimes I might even pre-share my mission around the word fat before I actually get into a conversation and start using it and peppering the conversation with it. But really, it's about being kind to yourself, compassionate, just trying it on. It's okay if it doesn't work for you. Not, language is not right for everyone. Like you, that's the beauty of it. We have such broad words that we can use. So, but for me, it was really important from a power perspective to take that back for my own sense of self-worth and self-belief, because so many people had used it to hurt me in the past. So thank you so much for listening. Today we've covered, well, I've shared with you my experiences around the word fat, and some of those I haven't shared openly with people before. So thank you for holding this space for me. I've also shared with you a really brief history of the word fat and three things that you can do should you like to reclaim it too. Thank you for listening to the Curvy Culture Podcast. I love having you here. If you have enjoyed this episode, Make sure you subscribe at your favorite podcast platform so that you don't miss an episode. And while you're there, I would love it if you could leave a rating and review. And don't forget to share it with a friend so that they can come and hang out with us too.